The jobless rate in this country is ultra low. But at the same time, the tech sector is laying off a lot of workers. January alone saw nearly 85,000 tech jobs cut. And with an uncertain economy going forward, maybe a recession, many employers are tightening their belts. So, how should workers prepare for job uncertainty? Let's ask Jill Schlesinger. She's business analyst at CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So just to back up to where we are, we've added a lot of jobs in recent months, and yet we're seeing layoffs in this country. How can both be true?
It's a head scratcher. I don't know if we know the answer to that question, because as you noted, I mean, the January jobs report was just a blowout. It was so much better than expected, with more than half a million jobs created. And as you noted, you said there were cuts in the tech sector, but you know, we actually know that there are other sectors that are consolidating. And according to outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas, employers announced almost 103,000 job cuts in January. So maybe this just hasn't jibed. That maybe they're notified of their layoffs, but they haven't been reduced from the payroll yet. Who knows? But what is clear is certain industries are consolidating. They're getting smaller. They may have hired too much during the pandemic, and they're unwinding that in a big way right now. Not everyone, but some.
Yeah. So if a worker thinks his or her job is vulnerable, first of all, how can that worker avoid a layoff, show value to the company?
You know, I think that the most important thing that we can do as employees is to really figure out, like, what is my value to this organization? You know, in my book, I talked a lot about this. When you're going in for a negotiation for a raise, for example, if you don't know the value you're bringing to an organization, then you're probably not doing a great job of actually bringing that, bringing your skill set to your boss's attention. So you got to know that. You've got to do your research. And I think the other part of this is that, you know, I sort of make a joke, you should kiss your boss's tush a little bit, but this is not a time to be like, I'm going to be doing this quiet quitting, or I'm just going to put in the certain amount of hours a week. I would say, if you feel like you're in a risky sector, if you feel like your company is at risk, then you should be raising your hand and saying yes a lot to opportunities. And if there's extra work, try to do it and hold your head up high and be like, I'll do it, because I don't know, I've been a boss before. And when you're confronted with who to lay off, the person who says, I'll help out, is not the first one on my list usually.
Now, if a layoff, despite all that, is possible, you suggest a person should focus on healthcare, doctor's appointments, prescriptions?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, while you're still covered, I would do that. But I also would be looking at, well, what would happen if I lost my job right now? What would happen with my health insurance? If you are married or partnered and you can get insurance through your partner, awesome. But if not, you may want to go poke around at healthcare.gov and see what's available. Just know that if you go on COBRA, which is the extension of your healthcare for 18 months, it's really expensive in many cases. It seems like a great answer. Like, I don't have to change anything, except it costs a lot. I would also check out what is the severance policy of your company. And also, in terms of other insurance, for example, if you have life insurance through your organization, find out if that is what's called portable, if you can take that with you when you leave. These are the kinds of things that people are better capable of talking about before the bad news hits, rather than when the bad news hits.
Yeah. And you have talked about kind of getting budget finances in order, which we don't have time to get into now. But Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, thank you as always.
Take care.